This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire
DC Absolute.
Hell yeah.
Holy crap, this is amazing.
You ready to talk some damage?
We can talk damage.
Did you read damage?
Well, yeah.
I didn't read damage.
You liar.
Nah, I read damage. It was good. I enjoyed it, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, there wasn't a whole lot to it.
No. No.
I mean, but, I mean, it...
Go ahead. It was just
I was going to say...
typical number one, like, setup thing.
Yeah, I mean, because it's a totally new... character, you know, that I mean, it gave you enough of, hey, this is what the book is going to kind of be like without giving you too much actual information.
Right. Yeah.
And is it me or is the cover like such a 90s comic book cover?
Yeah.
You got like the way he's posed, like punching the ground or whatever.
Well, see, this whole new line. Or new hero, what is it called?
The New Age of
Heroes. New Age of Heroes, yeah. That whole line, like every cover that's been solicited or that I've seen, has been like shades of 90.
Oh, yeah.
So
I could see that.
Which is fine. I'm not, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, I grew up during that time, so it's all good.
Yeah.
The only thing that I was confused on the cover of this one, there's like this ties into Dark Knight's Metal.
I think these characters come out of Dark Knight's Metal.
Did I miss something?
No, it's called the Lathe.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, that's my interpretation of it, but I could be wrong. I just think that some of these things are like happening.
Yeah, but I thought that, but I thought they pushed a bunch of these books back so that they weren't. Didn't they? Like, didn't they delay a bunch of the New Age of Heroes stuff?
Yeah, they did.
Because it was supposed to come out towards the end of last year, and then now it's. I think most of it seems like it's happening like in March.
Yeah.
I think we got like another 6 weeks before they all start.
Yeah. Hitting. So they all start hit. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. I don't know. I just assumed it was delay in Metal and delay in this line, and it kind of didn't sync up like it was supposed to or whatever.
Hmm. Yeah, maybe. So what was your first impression of the book?
Of the book?
Yeah.
It was kind of my first impression, like first read through or whatever. It was kind of like, I don't want to say like Spidey-esque, I guess, but kind of like the, I mean, I enjoyed it. Don't get me wrong, but it came off like not so semi-serious type book, I guess.
Okay.
Which is fine, because, you know, not everything needs to be like everything else.
Right.
And everything.
For me, like the first couple pages sort of seemed Incredible Hulk-ish in a way. I mean, I've never read a ton of The Incredible Hulk, but it seemed, you know, you got this guy who, I mean, he's chained to whatever, and he's sort of changing into this monster sort of thing, almost against his will. I mean, not, you know, not because he's angry or whatever, but, you know, there's some voice in his head telling him... you know, whatever it is, break the chains.
Yeah, you know.
You shouldn't, these chains can't hold you or whatever, like let yourself go. And, you know, then he turns into the thing and heaves himself out of the plane or whatever.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, that, like, right off the bat, I was like, oh, okay, so that's, it kind of seems like that, you know, giant indestructible monster that doesn't really want to be a giant indestructible monster.
Yeah, like the reluctant person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you see, like, the countdown start, yeah. I guess, when he turns into damage. So it seems like once he changes for an hour.
Yeah, it seems that way.
And I think later on, I don't remember, they said something about, okay, we have 12 hours before something, something. So I guess he can only change for an hour, like, once every 12 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm
did,
sure.
Did I read that, or am I making that up?
No,
I thought.
I read that too.
Okay. Yeah, because they bring in, what is it, the Suicide Squad,
yeah,
towards the end.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe Amanda said something. Okay, we got 12 hours for, blah blah blah.
Yeah. Right.
Oh no! Here it is. I found it. It's whoever the person with the eye patch is. They're on the plane. They see the countdown. It's at like 8.5 minutes. Then she goes, damn, less than 12 hours until damage will be in play again.
You're right. Yeah.
So I guess every 12 hours.
He has like a cooldown period.
I guess that's what it seems like, you know. But I mean, the way the book ended, he looked like a young guy, you know, probably 20s maybe, mm-hmm. I guess, if he's a soldier.
Yeah.
Just kind of laying there in the middle of a thing of just wreckage.
Yeah.
But
now that you bring that up, yes, the Hulk part of it is, the Incredible Hulk storyline is there.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, it seems like, I don't know, like, I think I enjoyed it, but like you said, it's not, it didn't seem to get as deep as a lot of Venditti's other stuff does.
Right.
You know, where he'll write a story that has 700 different threads, and some of them you touch on, some of them you don't, and then some of them 50 issues later he references something and then it becomes like a huge thing and you're just like, wow, how did I miss that the first time? You know, like, he's had this plan for 4 years in the middle of this book and I never even noticed it.
Yeah.
Like this one, it seemed way more straightforward. But, I mean, you never know, because it is the very first thing. So I guess we'll find out in a few issues how many little seeds he's laid.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I enjoyed it. I thought it was different from what I was expecting, because I was kind of expecting it to be more layered, I guess, just because of who was writing it. But I liked, you know, there's the angry soldier who, he was the one who wanted to be Damage, and he's pissed, so he thinks that he can take him out by himself, and of course he doesn't, you know, but it's interesting. I'm curious to see how this whole, I guess, experiment worked, or, you know, how it was set up and how he became this thing.
Right.
You know, because he was chosen for it, so.
Right.
You know, I mean, I guess we'll see more of that other guy in flashbacks if they go that way.
Yeah, I'm interested. And this is a good book for that type of, for the line to open up with.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you think about it, the Lemire book is going to be probably the deepest. What is the Terrifics? I think that one's going to go probably the most interesting.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I enjoyed it. I was looking forward to it. I mean, it took me a while to get to it, but, you know, I'm glad I read it, and I'm definitely, at least this title, I'm definitely in for, you know, for a while. I mean, I'd probably be in anyway because it's Venditti, but.
Yeah, right.
So, I have another question for you, though.
Sure. Go for it.
So Rorschach took off his mask.
Yeah.
And it wasn't Montoya.
No, it sure wasn't.
So what do you think?
I don't know what to think. Like, it obviously it's a new character, right?
Or is it?
Well, I don't recognize him.
Well, this series is taking place a couple years into the future of DC, right?
It takes a place a year from now.
1 year from, oh, okay.
1 year from, like, Batman's timeline and the Rorschach timeline.
Yeah.
Is 1 year from now. 1 year ahead,
okay.
Yeah, ahead of time.
Yeah, because I don't know. Like, it's weird, because I forget what issue it was. Rorschach said something about his parents. I don't remember if he said it like his parents were dead or something. And then he pulls the mask off like this, you know. At first, the first thing that jumped into my head, because this was, you know, into the future, was I was wondering if Rorschach is Duke.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's...
But I don't know... I mean, he looks older than he should. Mm-hmm. And also, his parents aren't really dead. They're just insane.
Right, but this is from the Earth.
Right. It's
from the Watchmen Earth, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, that's where like, Rorschach...
Where he's from, yes. Yeah.
So, I mean, it could be an alternate Duke, I guess?
Yeah. I don't know. Like that, I mean, that's the one thing that jumped into my head, and I was like, oh, that would be an interesting way to go with this. But then I started thinking about it, and I'm like, I don't really care.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, like this, the third issue starts off showing us how, like, the whole premise of the start of Watchmen didn't actually happen.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of...
You know, because, like, Comedian, he showed up at the end of last issue. Mm-hmm. And the beginning of this issue is showing him getting knocked out the window, but he doesn't land. He ends up on a beach.
Yeah, dude, you're trying to make sense of stuff that I have no answers for.
Yeah, because, like, he's in the water, and...
he's in Gotham Bay, right? Or Hudson
Bay. Yeah, and Manhattan is there.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't even know. So I'm trying to figure out if this Doomsday Clock thing is just, like, retconning Watchmen? Because that would be weird. You know, but I mean, I don't think it is, but I have no idea anymore. I just know that whole beginning part of this issue made me less interested in the story, I guess.
Yeah, like I said, it was only like the mime and marionette that's really kept my interest.
Yeah.
In the Rorschach and Batman part, I guess. But because the other part doesn't keep my interest at all. And the only reason that I'm actually interested now is to figure out, now that Rorschach's unmasked, is who this person is.
Right. Thing. Yeah.
But the marionette and mime part, I'm enjoying quite a bit.
Yeah.
Especially, like, the gun part.
Oh, yeah.
I knew that was going to come to play sometime. Like, since he was, you know, since it was a big spectacle in issue one where he was putting on his invisible belt and everything.
Yeah.
And then we got the different camera angle of where we actually saw kind of like the invisible a la Predator type gun in his hand.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that was so cool. I really like that. It's I like when they're all, you know, I forget the one, the bearded guy.
Yes.
Like the big whatever biker, whoever. He's grabbed Marionette, and then he points a gun. They're all making fun of him. They're like, "Oh, look at that! What is this idiot doing?" You know, "Oh, I think he's pointing a gun at you." Ha 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 ha! And then he shoots and blows the guy's brains out.
Yeah, yeah, that part was great.
Yeah, and everybody's like, "What? What the hell?" And I like how she has the. Whatever, like that razor wire something, I guess, in her hands, because she like tears a guy's face off and she cuts a gun. I don't know how she tears the barrel of a gun, but
yeah, I don't know that either.
But that was the two of them for me at this point. It's like the main reason that I would keep reading, because the two of them are hunting down the Joker now.
Uh-huh.
So I mean, they're complete lunatic, you know, evil, murdering psychopaths, and what they could do teamed up with, you know, the Joker, that would be complete insanity. You know, because like, I mean, the Joker never seems to really, you know, just flat out murder lots of people.
Yeah.
It's more...
Yeah. Well, I mean, he does, kind of, really.
He does, but not... I mean, he doesn't just walk into a bar and, you know, shoot people in the head and tear off their face.
Right, yeah.
So, I'm curious to see how, if you team up his brand of psycho with them. So. Yeah. It'll be interesting. But...
Yeah,
you know.
I'm really curious about how that's all going to play out. How the whole thing's going to play out, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but like you said, that's like the one interesting part. That and, you know, actually figuring out who Rorschach is.
That would be part B, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Because A is, for me, is the mime and Marionette.
Absolutely.
That's the most interesting thing for me. And then the Batman and Rorschach part is B. And then I really don't care about the comedian and Ozymandias or Manhattan thing, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it'll become interesting at some point, right? But right now, I mean, I'm not saying I'm, like, skipping pages, but, like, I don't care. That the first issue of this series, I mean, it wasn't exactly what I was expecting, but I really liked it. I thought that it set up a lot of great stuff. And then issue two kind of went, I don't know, went a little more in a direction of, wow, I really don't care about what seems like it's going to be a big chunk of this story. And issue three did that again. So, yeah, and I mean, then comes the news that it's delaying, that they're changing the release schedule, so it's not going to be monthly, it's going to come out every other month.
Yeah.
I think after issue four, so we get one in February, and then it's going to be April, June, August, I guess.
Yeah, I think so.
And explain this to me. The reasoning that they're giving is so that they can put it out on a constant schedule, and that it's not, you know, so that they don't have to, you know, mess with whatever. Now, they have been planning this event for over a year, and it's only 12 issues, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
In a year, you couldn't work far enough ahead that you'd be able to keep a monthly schedule with this book. I mean, it's not like every issue is 150 pages. You know, they're a little bit longer than a regular comic book, but it's not insane.
True.
And I mean, I can't think is I mean, I guess Jeff Johns is working on movie stuff.
Yeah.
But is Gary Frank, is he doing anything else right now? I mean, I think, is this the only book he's working on? I think so, right?
I'm pretty sure this is the only book that he's working on.
Yeah, it's killing me. I don't get the stupid schedule. I don't know. What are you going to do? I guess, you know, read it every other month instead of every month. So, you got anything else on Doomsday Clock?
No, not really.
Wow. That's nuts. Remember how hyped we were for this?
Yeah, well, how hyped you were.
Well, I mean, before...
I wasn't sold on the first one.
No, but I mean, before...
You gave me so much crap about...
Before it came out, I'm saying. When they were talking about, oh, yeah. This is gonna...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, those preview pages, the Rorschach in the beginning, and they're like, check this out, this is coming out in 2 months. And it was awesome. And then you're just like, wow, meh. I don't know. DC is like really, really hit or miss with big events for me.
Yep. Yeah, that, I think so. I'm like right there with you.
That, I mean, either I'm super, super into it, or I just don't care. Like, there's very little. I can't think of any event that I was like, yeah, it was just okay. You know, like, I mean, I'm trying to think. I guess Batman Eternal was a big one. That was pretty good. Batman and Robin Eternal was pretty good. But then you have the Futures End Weekly that they did was terrible. You know,
was Batman Eternal, that was a yearly thing, right? Or a weekly thing?
Yeah, it was a weekly for a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Batman and Robin Eternal, I think, was only 42 or 48-ish. It wasn't quite as long. And then Future's End, I think, was only 38. But, I mean, they were all weekly books. Future's End's premise was really cool with Brother Eye, but at, like, when you start reading it, you're just like, wow, this is like a crappy version of Blackest Night, where you have, you know, everybody becoming these Brother Eye robots instead of like Black Lanterns, and it also sucks way more.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
So.
Yeah. I don't know. Like I said, there's still time for Doomsday.
Yeah, I mean, there's turn around. 9 more issues.
Yeah.
We're only a quarter of the way in.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if issue 4 doesn't really pick it up, you know, then you got 2 months to wait for the next one. I mean, I don't know. I won't drop it. I'll read the whole thing. But, I mean, I can only imagine that a lot of more casual fans will be like, oh, I wonder whatever happened to that series, and then just kind of forget, oh, look, there's another one. Man, it's been so long since this came out.
Right. Yeah. Has there been any... What was the last event that really got you going?
I really like Batman Eternal.
Okay. But that was a weekly thing, though, right?
Yeah, but I mean, it was still an event, right?
I don't know. Would you count
it as an event? I think so, because it was separate from... It was separate from the other stories.
Well, yeah, but that's not an event then.
All right, well.
I mean, like Contagence or Convergence. I mean, not Contagence.
Oh, I hated Convergence.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't count 52 an event, and that's like my favorite one. I mean, it's a weekly comic.
Right.
That was the first of the weekly comics, I think.
Hmm.
But, like, Final Crisis or... That would be an event.
All right. Well, Blackest Night was awesome. I guess that would be a big event.
Would it?
Did it? Wouldn't it?
I don't know. I'm asking. Did it? Like,
I think so.
Did it cross over like other books, or was there it were, just a Green Lantern?
No. It was its own book, but there were other issues that were like peripheral story stuff.
Okay. Like, you didn't have to read the add-ons for it?
Right, you didn't have to, but, I mean, it filled in a lot of stuff.
It enhanced the story.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, maybe that... I'm trying to think when that came out. That was before Flashpoint. I really like Flashpoint, so I guess Flashpoint is probably the most recent one that I really liked.
Yeah, Flashpoint was good. Flashpoint was definitely better in comic form than in animated form.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I enjoyed the animation.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I know, I agree. Trying to think. The Sinestro Corps War was also really good. I guess that would be an event. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember when that went. That was about 10 years ago, so that was definitely before... I mean, because Flashpoint kind of led into the New 52.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I think my favorite ever might be the Tower of Babel, but I don't know if that's an event or if that's just kind of a story.
Yeah, I was thinking, I would almost like count that as just a story.
Yeah. Yes, I...
So, like Final Crisis. Did you like Final Crisis?
I did like Final Crisis.
Okay.
You know, I thought that was pretty good.
That's Morrison, right? Morrison and Johns.
Final Crisis?
Yeah.
Was it? I don't remember.
I think so, because I think that's when Morrison was doing Batman.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Oh, yeah. Who was the artist? Doug Mankey did the art?
Yeah.
I think. I don't remember. Did he do all of it or just some of it?
Carlos Patcher. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. I butcher names, so.
I don't know.
It's like Pachecho. It's Pacheco.
Honestly, I wouldn't even attempt to pronounce it because I'm sure I would say it wrong.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, yeah. But.
Yeah, I mean, Grant Morrison wrote all of it.
Grant Morrison wrote all of it, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, like, the last one I really looked forward to was Forever Evil. When, like, they were in the New 52. Mm-hmm. And that was going to be, like, this huge event. And it was, like, the Earth 3. You know, the Earth 3 versions of everyone were coming over. And if you're going to give me the syndicate in the story, I am 100% all for it all the time. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting because they're like, oh, something was destroying their world, so they were going to come over to our world. But then, of course, like there were delays and the story kind of got screwed up. And there were like a couple side storyline books. That there was like, I forget what they were called. I think there was a piece with Argus and there was something with the Rogues. And there was, I'm trying to think, there was a third one, I think, also. That, like, I mean, if you didn't read it, it wasn't a huge deal, but it definitely answered questions that you would have.
Right.
But then again, with the Geoff Johns event, this one I think was delayed because they changed part of the story and then the artist had to redo stuff and then everything just got off schedule. But between issue 6 and 7, which was going to be the last one, it was like a 3-month delay and other books came out that talked about the ending. And so basically like the huge reveal of the whole thing, it was basically like, they captured Nightwing, like Lex Luthor pulled Nightwing's mask. He was going to reveal his identity to the world. And he, you know, he reveals that it's Dick, that is Dick Grayson, which is how the Grayson book came about.
Okay. Okay.
But it's like, you didn't know what was going to happen. You thought maybe he'll die because, like, oh, there's no way that they're going to let him, you know, they'll let the bomb go off before they reveal his identity or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then other books come out that basically tell you, oh, remember when this happened? You're like, well, God damn it. I would have liked to read that in the freaking actual story I was reading.
Right.
In this other thing. So, yeah, so that one killed it. But, yeah, I mean, going back, I'd probably say Flashpoint was the last one that I really enjoyed.
Yeah, looking back on it, I would say that one was... I really enjoyed that one, too.
Yeah, I mean, like the... It seemed like 90% of the Green Lantern New 52 was, like, some big event with the four books crossing over.
Yeah.
And it got to be so much that it's like, you know, sometimes I just didn't want to read one of the books. Then I'm like, oh, my goodness, I just want to read the regular Green Lantern book for a while.
Right.
And I don't want to have to read, you know, Red Lanterns and Green Lantern Corps. And I forget which one Kyle was in. I don't remember. But, man, there was so much. But I don't know, like, if they do the events well, they do them really well.
Yeah.
Yeah. But.
So, I mean, like Identity Crisis was good and Infinity Crisis was good.
Yeah.
But see, in this list, they do count 52.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the way I would look at it, if it's not like a storyline that's happening in the main book, you know, like if it's something special.
Yeah.
I mean, even although some of them do happen in like main titles, like with big crossover stuff.
Yeah. And that's what I would consider as an event because it's like a DC brand wide event.
Right.
As to where others are just, I mean.
See, but if, you know, like in the case of Batman Eternal or 52 or something like that, I get that it's a weekly.
Yeah.
But it's like a weekly event.
Right.
You know, it's a huge, the story is like so big in scale.
Yeah.
That I think it counts.
Yeah. And some of these I've never even read. Like.
What list are you looking at?
It's just a Wikipedia list of of DC pre-crisis or crisis and post-crisis events.
Oh, interesting.
And, like, there's one, Amazon's Attack.
Amazon's Attack.
Yeah.
And
they have, and it's 2007, and it's like the year, like the previous one was 1 year later, and then that same year the Sinestro Corps War came out.
And is that? I'm trying to think. Is the one that Amazon's Attack?
Uh huh.
Where, like the all the Amazons show up in. In like Washington D.C. or something.
But it gives a thing, and it says that Cersei manipulates the Department of Metahuman Affairs and the Amazons after bringing Wonder Woman's mother back from the dead, and leads the Amazons to fight America and the country's heroes.
Yeah, I think I don't remember if I read the whole thing. I definitely remember bits and pieces of that one. That it, I mean, after what was it? I just forgot. Infinite Crisis.
Yeah.
Where, like, basically all the Amazons just like leave.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is what kind of brought them back.
Yeah. Yeah, because it goes Infinite Crisis in 2005, and then 52 in all of 2006. And
right.
1 year later, in the later part of 2006, or in the second half of 2006, rather. And then Amazon Attacks is at the front part of 2007.
Does it say who wrote it? Is it Will Pfeiffer?
I can click on the link and see. Well, I say that. Yes, Will Pfeiffer. And
okay.
Pete Woods is the artist.
Okay.
And then
yeah, he wrote on
Core War was the summer event.
Right.
And Countdown was the rest of the 2007, which is the follow-up weekly series following the end of 52, basically.
Okay.
Because we had 52, and then we had like the three or four one-shots, like the, or not one-shots, but we had like Death of the New Gods, and those are four-part miniseries or whatever.
Hmm.
And then we had Countdown to Final Crisis, which was the follow-up weekly event.
Okay.
And then we had Final Crisis. Then we had Blackest Night, and then we had Brightest Day.
Okay, yeah, so Blackest Night would be an event. That kicked ass. If you have not read it, I cannot possibly recommend it to you enough.
Okay. No, I have not read it, so.
The art is unreal. I mean, my friend has the Absolute edition.
Yeah.
And I mean, it like the oversized paper, and it's like, it's, oh my God, that book looks so good.
It's Jeff Johns and
Ivan Reis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ivan Reis, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh man. Like, I mean, seriously, it looks amazing. The story is great. You know, I know you're not huge on Jeff Johns, but I think that is, it might be my favorite thing he's ever written.
Okay. He's ever written?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure he read it too while he was writing it. But.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how he writes his stories.
Yeah.
He used to sit in my house and read to me when I slept.
See? See, this is like Batman, The Return of Bruce Wayne. That's an event in 2010.
The Return of Bruce Wayne?
Batman, The Return of Bruce Wayne. Bruce Wayne returns to present-day Gotham after the events of Final Crisis.
Right.
So it's let's see.
When did that come out?
2010.
Oh, okay.
So this takes place after Battle for the Cow, basically. So Dick's got the mantle.
Right.
And then,
yeah. Did you read Return of Bruce Wayne or no?
No.
It's weird.
Well, it's Grant Morrison, right? So. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So I mean, enough said,
I think
right
it
there.
Was. Yeah, I mean, basically, it's.
Yeah, it's Grant Morrison.
It's him. It's Batman through history.
Yeah.
It's like.
See this. So this list is weird. Okay, so we have that. And then following that, we have Reign of Doomsday and then Flashpoint in 2011. Both of those were in 2011.
Okay.
Okay. So then post-Flashpoint, they have the New 52.
As a whole?
Yeah. Well, it's the aftermath of Flashpoint. The DC Universe has a new status quo with all their comics.
Right.
So then we have the Night of Owls.
Oh, the Court of Owls? Or?
It says the Night of Owls.
You know what? I wasn't even thinking of that as an event because, I mean, pretty much.
It's Batman book related, right?
Well, it was the Batman book. The first.
Yeah, right.
Almost so, like 20-something issues were the whole Court of Owls thing.
Yeah, the first three volumes.
That's it? It was only 12 issues?
Oh, well. I
mean, or did they do six?
It could have been. I don't know.
Because it went on for a while. Because yeah, there was a lot of stuff. That was pretty good too. I really like that.
But seeing like some of these are just like the self which I would call story arcs and plucked out of books, right? Like The Court of Owls or Night of Owls, whatever. And
right.
And then The Culling.
Okay.
Which is Teen Titans and Legion of Superheroes. And then Rise of the Vampires, which is from Justice League Dark.
Right.
And then Rise of the Third Army,
which is Green Lantern.
Uh-huh. And then Rot World.
But that the Third Army stuff, though, was with all the Green Lantern books.
Okay. And then the Rot World, which is Swamp Thing and Animal Man.
Swamp Thing and Animal Man. Yeah. Uh-huh. That was pretty good. I'm usually not too into those books, but that was a really good story.
Yeah. Well, that's Lemire, right?
I think he wrote... Did he write all of it or just part of it? Was it Lemire and Snyder?
It was Lemire and Snyder, yeah. Because one was writing...
Swamp Thing and the other was... Yeah, Lemire was on Animal Man, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then you have Death in the Family.
Okay.
Which is another... Well,
see, but that one...
Bat-centric.
It was mostly Batman, but it did have... one issue that it pulled, I think, from all of the Bat Family books.
Because of...
like, how the Joker got all of them, I guess?
Yeah. And then Hawkman Wanted. Which I guess went through Green Arrow and Deathstroke.
Yeah.
And then Hell on Earth. Which was the Superman, Superboy, Supergirl crossover.
Okay.
And then Throne of Atlantis.
Right.
Obviously, is Justice League and Aquaman. And then Requiem, which is the Bat Family book again.
Right. Is that, I'm guessing that's after Damian dies?
Yes.
Well, okay.
It's them reacting to the death of Damian, it says.
Oh, okay.
It's a series of issues consisting of the Bat Family books reacting to the death of Damian Wayne.
Okay, I can see that. I mean, I wouldn't call it an event.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to me, these are like Spider-Verse in the Spider-Man book.
Right.
You know, it's an event in that particular book, but it's not like a company-wide event.
Right. Like this would, a lot of these seem like, you know, the current Aquaman story.
Yeah.
Where he's trying to retake Atlantis. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't call it an event. I would call it the story.
Right. Yeah. And so, well, okay, so we'll fast forward through the rest of those for post-rebirth. So,
were there any actual events listed in there? I'm guessing Forever Evil was there. What did they put Batman Eternal in any of that stuff, or was it?
Future's End.
Okay.
World's End. Convergence. Robin War. And the Final Days of Superman, and then it's Rebirth.
Oh, interesting.
So post-rebirth, so since Rebirth started, these are the events that...
Okay, this ought to be good.
Yeah. So you have Night of the Monster Men, which again is a Bat-centric titled book or Bat-family book.
I mean, I guess that could be an event, but I mean,
well,
it's just...
it crossed over four different books, right?
Did it cross over four?
Batman, Batwoman, Nightwing, and Detective. Or Batman, Nightwing, Batgirl, and Detective.
Huh.
Right?
Yeah,
or
guess.
Was it just Batman and Detective?
I don't think Batgirl and Nightwing. Because when that was going on...
Nightwing was there.
No, Nightwing... Yeah, but when that was going on, though, in his book, I think he was out in...
Oh, yeah.
And, wherever. Bloodhaven.
Yeah. So then... the next one, you have Justice League versus Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
And then Superman Reborn. That's your Mr. Oz story.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's the closest I'd call it to an event. Because it's supposed to be like a big thing, but again, it was just the storyline and the
it was
stupid
just Superman and
action comic.
Yeah. But see, Justice League versus Suicide Squad...
was its own book, right?
Was its own book, but it also had like tie-ins in Suicide Squad 8 through 10 and Justice League 12 and 13.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
which
I
then
I had quit reading both of those books by that point.
Which then backdoored in Justice League of America, basically. So then we have the Lazarus contract.
See, I wouldn't call that an event.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it an event either, because it's Titans.
I mean, it was what?
Teen Titans.
Was it even six issues? No, in Deathstroke too, right?
In Deathstroke, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think it was, what, two issues of each?
Yep, yep, so six total.
Huh.
So then you actually get your first one, which it says it goes from June of 2017 to March of 2018, which we know that's not correct, which would be Metal.
Well, I mean, it might be, because we're waiting on issues 5 and 6, right?
Yeah.
I want to say that might actually go to March. Did that started in June?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Good Lord.
And then Doomsday Clock. It says November to December of this year. November last year to December of this year.
Right, which I guess that might get pushed a little.
Yeah. And then the New Age of DC Heroes counts as an event.
That's an event? Why did I think that was like an imprint?
Well, do
they count Young Animal as an event?
No, but they're counting like Rebirth and stuff as an event too. So,
but that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, how can you say all of the new
Tomorrow?
I guess that I don't know.
Yeah. So,
like, I mean, they're gonna say all of New 52, all 5 years of these stories. This is one event.
Nope, just certain.
Just because. Because it took place, like a new universe happened after Flashpoint? Crazy.
I don't know.
It's all craziness.
You got anything else before we wrap this baby up?
I don't think so. You got anything?
I don't.
No?
Not really.
I'm sure I can ramble on. Oh, all right. Sounds good. I guess thank you all for listening to this latest issue. Jeez, I do that every time. The latest episode.
Comic Book Day issue.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. We will be available on May 5th? 2nd? I don't know what the Saturday is.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you would like to get in touch with the show, you can tweet to me directly at Aaron S. Bell.
And I'm at Rombar316.
And the show is at DC_Absolute. And thank you for listening. Every single time.
Issues,
thank you for listening to this
issue.
Yeah, because you know what? We talk about issues.
Yeah. Or we have issues.
Yeah. All right. I'll let you go get your kid.
All right. I'll hold it there.
DC Absolute.
Hell yeah.
That wasn't terrible.
That was pathetic. Boo.
Nerdy Legion.
NerdyLegion.com. Totally confused. Shut up. I hate you. Forget it. Podcast over.